You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis 30, verse 25 to 27. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service which I have done for you." And Laban said to him, "Please stay, if I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake." Do you see that Laban realized that the progress he was making was because of Jacob? God was blessing a man because of another man. This is true, and even today it is still true. Did you know that every blessing of God in your life is because of other people? There is nobody that God blesses that other people will not be blessed as a result of their blessing. That's the way God works. If you remember Joseph, it was because of Joseph that God blessed Potiphar. Imagine, Joseph was a slave boy. He looked like he had nothing. But his presence alone was making another man to be rich. Joseph himself was not rich, but his presence in Potiphar's house made Potiphar exceedingly rich. God was blessing men because of his people. Because of a child of God in a place, that place become blessed. However, I want you to now note, if this is how God blessed men on account of ordinary men, what do you think God would do on account of Jesus? Did you know the reason God is doing everything for you is because of Jesus? If you are born again, that's why he's doing everything for you. It is on account of Jesus. It's not because you are beautiful. It's not because your face is good. It is because of Jesus. And if this is how God so blessed men because of men, how much more do you think that we will be blessed in Christ? And that's why the Bible says that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God did not withhold anything again from his children because of Jesus. There is nothing God is hiding and saying, "I won't give you this." No. In Christ Jesus, he released everything. But you see, just as Laban recognized that it was because of Joseph, you also must recognize it's because of Jesus. Brethren, everything is because of Jesus. Did you know why God forgave our sins? It's because of Jesus. It's not because of you. It's not because you are trying hard. It's not because you are praying hard. We thank God for the grace to pray. In fact, without Jesus, you can't even pray. It is because of Jesus, and we must be grateful to God. I thank God that it's not because of men. I thank God that it's not because of me. Because if God is to look at me as me, then I will not deserve any of God's grace and any of God's mercy. But it is on account of Jesus. Brethren, you are truly blessed when you are in Jesus Christ. You are not somebody that is looking for blessing. Laban was not looking for blessing. Jacob's presence in his life was sufficient. How much more the presence of Jesus in your own life? Do you think it is not sufficient? Do you think you need to go and be looking for blessings everywhere? If a human being does not look for blessing because of another human being, how much more you that you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and you can find information about the ministry on this web address. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.